Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 on a topic of our choice. And today, my good friend, it's Andy Matthews. Hello, Andy.
Hello. Hello, welcome. Josh. It's great that we get to do a topic of our choice and this isn't forced on us by the government or something like that.
It's been too long that podcasts have been forced upon us, that we have to talk about certain things in podcasts. And finally, behind the paywall, we can choose
the Department
what we
of Podcasting yes. dictates.
I know. Yep. When I got my podcast license, they said, you have to do a quiz. You have to do a quiz about people in your vicinity.
All right.
And it's I know a lot about my friends. Now, what we're doing today. Now, this one, for the listener, what I've done, we're in lockdown. It's currently Sunday, 1 o'clock on the 14th, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Andy.
Yeah, and to you too. This is a great use of a day I could be spending with my wife.
Yes. We're day two of a five-day lockdown. Hopefully, it's only 5 days. And so, as soon as lockdown was announced, I went, all right, I'm going to record a Patreon episode a day. And I sent a big list to a bunch of people. And on the list was what we're talking about today. And it was household chores. I'm so glad, Andy, that you chose this one.
Thank you so much. You know, the reason I chose this is because one of the tweets that I think about on a really regular basis is your tweet from a couple of years ago, maybe, which was something along the lines of, is your housemate not doing their bit around the house? Or not doing the washing up or something, is marry them, have a child, and then say, do you want to do the washing up or put the kids to bed? And I think about that, I'm going to say every single night when I'm putting the kids to bed.
I forgot about that tweet, but I stand by it.
It's incredible.
It's so refreshing to hear a tweet sent back to you from years ago, and you go, yep. I still believe in that.
Yeah, it's deeply accurate observational parenting material.
Now, growing up, did you have to do chores around the house?
You pronounce chores
I know.
Very differently to me.
Chores.
Chores? You're saying chores.
There's chores and tore are two words that I say. And I.
Oh.
And the word if, I say it like it's the letter F.
Oh, yeah, you can't have that.
These are my three things. There's a lot of words I mispronounce, but these are the three ones that I know as soon as I say it. Well, that's wrong. Let's just try and move on as quickly as possible.
Well, I'm not going to let that happen. We didn't do anything. We didn't contribute at all growing up. And my mum did everything, and I have absolutely no idea how. Oh, I know how she did it. She doesn't sleep. She still doesn't sleep to this day.
It is amazing when... Because my mum's the same. My mum would make our beds, clean our rooms.
Yeah.
We would be told, all right, grab a tea towel. You're washing up. Like, put your shoes away. Get your sports gear out of your bag and put it in the dirty clothes basket. But pretty much mum did everything else.
I doubt we even did that.
Except for one of the ones on my list, which I won't talk about now, but there was one that we had to do. And we also had to get, and this is not on my list because I hated it, was stack the wood. That was the one thing. It was like, all right, you boys, go and stack the wood. And if you've never stacked wood before, I wish I had your life, because stacking wood is one of the worst jobs ever. I hated it so much, and it was always a cold Tasmanian winter with wet or damp wood and just splinters.
And spiders, right? Like that, go into the spider's habitat and disturb them. That's the entire job description.
But I remember when I first moved in with my old flatmates, the last flatmates I had before I met my wife and started living with her, and my friend Moya said, I thought you'd be a lot tidier, Josh, because when I would go to your house as children, your room was always neat. I'm like,
yeah,
that's because my mum would tidy my room.
It's shameful. And but I tell you what I think the benefit of that has been for me, apart from not ever having to do anything as a child, is that now I don't resent chores at all. Like, I think a lot of kids who are forced to do chores as kids, because you know, it's very natural for you to not want to.
Yeah.
But a lot of kids are really forced. You know, there's lists and there's regimes and there's punishments. I don't have any of that, like, established trauma around doing things. So now it's just kind of quite fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like doing stuff around the house. I'm very much like, yeah, cool. Let's do this. This will fill an afternoon.
Mm. Right. Indeed. And you know what the benefit of feminism is? Is that, and this is the only benefit as far as I'm concerned, it's a benefit for men, which is now when you're doing anything around the house, you get to feel like a feminist. You know, here I am.
I think you can only feel like if you tell people that you are one as you're doing it.
Of course, and say, this is what it looks like.
This is what a feminist looks like.
As I say to my wife.
All right, my number five on the list of household chores that I enjoy doing is folding the washing.
Ooh, did not make my list.
Very much enjoy folding the washing, putting it away, and one of the great things of any lockdown is going through your wardrobe, doing a bit of Marie Kondo, and just going, we don't need this many T-shirts, Josh.
Mm.
You're never going to wear that shirt again.
Yeah.
Out it goes. And just having a nice, neat wardrobe.
Here's my advice, though. You know, it's like, don't shop hungry. Don't send an email angry. Don't Marie Kondo in summer. Because we did that last time. And it was like, we don't wear these coats. When was the last time you wore warm clothes? That's insane. Into the op shop. And then... yeah, I don't know if you know about this, but then winter comes.
Yep.
And, it went bad.
I've heard of Game of Thrones saying that winter comes.
Yeah, I thought that was a fantasy.
Go get your coats.
All too real. Yeah, great.
I love, and my wife was the one who started the whole declutter your life and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And I, quite often at night, kids are in bed, we don't turn the TV on. We just sit on the couch on our phone scrolling through. I'll quite often be watching like NBA basketball videos, just little highlights. And then I'm so bad, I go into like high school players, like mixtapes that they have made of all the, and then I look over what Beck is watching. And so she'll sometimes be watching people just folding T-shirts. And I'm like, I don't know who's sadder here. Like, yeah.
I don't hate folding. It's just that there is so much of it now with our three small kids, and kids' clothes are a nightmare to fold. They're too small to fold up properly. They end up as sort of this ball that then doesn't stay in a little package, and then you're sort of shoving things away and things are falling off the top of other things. Well, and I've been ground down by the sheer quantity.
My boys had trouble with their own drawers putting stuff in, so I took them, all the drawers out of the actual cabinet and just had them on the floor in there. So we've got some like built-in robes. So they've got just like shelves just on the floor. I'm like, you can see everything there. You can reach it. There's no excuse not to be able to put it back in.
Of course, now they have to sleep sticky taped to the wall because there's no room for beds, but it's a small price to pay.
It's streamlined. Okay, you're number five, Andy.
And number five is mowing the lawn. It didn't make it higher on the list because it's a very difficult chore to achieve these days because of the children. And you know, despite the volume of noise that they make, they hate loud sounds, so they scream at you for it being too noisy.
Do your kids hate public toilets? The hand dryers.
Oh, we're very rarely do we make it into a public toilet that is fancy enough to have any kind of drying thing. Isn't it interesting how public toilets are like How do they expect the hand washing system to go? It's a tap that you've got to push down and you get 2 seconds of water. There's no soap. There's never any soap. And then either it's a broken hand dryer, like one of those old J.D. McDonald ones that hasn't worked. It doesn't do anything. Like, you know, before they even really understood the science behind drying, which is very advanced, and took Dyson to solve it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.